This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just say he goes to Tennessee. Say things go a different way. Jalen right now is cut. Jalen Green is cut. Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's basically down to Memphis and Oregon.
Yeah.
So I can't see it going that way. But if you missed on a Jalen Green, do you then refocus and maybe you jump back in on a Matthew Maroon?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what we've seen, Memphis is also, they also got into the top five. It was previously a top four. Now it's a top five of Namari Burnett, who is a
– I'm not as familiar with his game.
Yeah, he's a five-star prospect out of Prolific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
oh, I've seen him on the list, but
so
I've
Penny,
not watched him.
Penny's known to do this. You know, even if there's a Final Four or whatever, Penny will make a call, and the Tigers are in that on that top five because that's just where they are right now as a program. So I think that's definitely –
They can play catch up if they need to.
Do you think it would?
If they need to with Morrell.
Yeah, like, do you think it, like the Morrell family is really going to say to Penny, "Nah, thanks. We've cut you." No, I just don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the way this thing is going to go. So, who knows if it'll end up getting there? But I definitely never rule out Memphis with a Memphis kid ever, especially when they're recruiting as well as they are right now. So, anyway, that's the latest. A new Memphis resident in the city. He's 7 foot tall. Moussa Cisse. All right, when we come back, lots more to come here on the show. Clay Travis is going to join us at 12:25. Jason and John, 90s Yarn FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely magical? Then enter for a chance to win a uniquely Orlando sweepstakes. Go to visitorlando.com and enter to win an Orlando vacation, including a four-night hotel, theme park tickets, and more. Enter at visitorlando.com/trip.
Is your New Year's resolutions off track? Join Mark Patrick Hypnosis Tuesday, September 17th at the Holiday Inn Airport Conference Center. Lose weight or stop smoking in only 2 hours. 100% guaranteed. Only $49.99. Register today. MarkPatrickSeminars.com.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats! Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Social Security case, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Your Memphis Tigers football team returns home to Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium for a nationally televised clash with rival Navy Thursday, September 26th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale at GoTigersGo.com. So bring out the whole family as we celebrate Veteran and Military Appreciation Night as part of this important AAC game. The Tigers look to defend the AAC West Division, but we need you in the stands to provide a great home field advantage. Memphis versus Navy Thursday, September 26th. Sponsored by KTG USA and 98.1 The Max.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
All right, so everybody by now knows the point differential by the New England Patriots. Now, they played the Steelers, and they played the The Dolphins. They played the Dolphins. And they have looked absolutely dominant. They got Antonio Brown, and he looked good. And now people are talking about undefeated yet again. They're 2-0, and it is kind of silly to even discuss 16-0 when a team is just 2-0. A lot of teams start 2-0. The Buffalo Bills are 2-0. Nobody's talking about them going undefeated. But this Patriots team looks really awesome. And they look like they have the ingredients that team once upon a time in 2007 had. They got the great quarterback. They got the great receiver. They have lots of great receivers, actually. They have three really good receivers. And as of right now, over at ESPN, the Football Power Index gives them a 1.9% chance of finishing the regular season undefeated. But if you break down their schedule, now it does get tough in the middle of it, but if you break down their schedule, they play the Jets in week three. The Jets, as we saw last night, are god-awful, and they have Luke Falk at quarterback. I mean, they're on their third quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know how Simeon got up and walked off. Looked like it was a dislocated ankle that they popped back into place. It was pretty nasty last night.
That was one of the most boring mic-up sessions I've ever seen. I mean, they go three and out to start the game, and he's on the sideline. He just says, "Yeah, we gotta give our defense a better chance." Like, you couldn't have mic'd up somebody else. Like, that's the best you can come up with. So he was electrifying, no question about it. In week four, the Patriots play the Bills, and the Patriots own the Bills. Now, that's probably a little bit of a tougher game than we thought it would be entering the year, but you still have to give the Patriots the edge in situation.
Oh, yeah.
Then the Patriots play the Redskins, who are not good. Like, they're not a good team.
Nope.
In week six, the Patriots host the Giants. I mean, so you see, like, this is kind of setting up.
Oh, yeah. It said they had one of the easiest schedules in the league.
Yeah.
And it's not just because of their division.
Then the Patriots play the Jets again. Maybe Sam Darnold will be back by then from mononucleosis.
He says he's feeling pretty good.
But either way, like, who knows if, you know, he's gonna lose weight because of the kissing disease.
And if you pin that to your girlfriend, do you dump her since this is so public? Just wondering.
Somebody's creeping.
Things I wonder about.
Somebody's creeping. I mean, somebody got to be creeping. It ain't if it's one. It's one or the other,
right? And we're saying this is basically on kissing, and we looked it up.
Yeah, I mean, right? You're sharing things, right? Like,
you just wonder.
One or the other, and then in week eight, the Patriots host the Browns, and the Browns looked better, but they were playing the Jets. Like, Baker Mayfield, I don't know if you feel this way, but Baker Mayfield does not look right to me. Like, he missed some throws last night. He missed Odell Beckham wide open on a post route where he's got to hit him every time. Like, NFL quarterbacks make those throws every day of the week, and he just missed them. I'm not feeling the Browns like I thought maybe I would.
Well, I just think, and others have made this point too, so it's not news. But when you've got Odell, you've got Jarvis Landry, who wants the ball too, thinks he's a difference maker as well, right? They, and as many mouths to feed as they do.
Yep.
Plus, they've got a pretty decent running back right now in Chubb, who you could argue needs to be getting the ball more.
Yep.
I just wonder if Baker is doing the, I got to feed everybody, make the big plays, rather than just playing football.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, they've sort of got a superstar offense.
Yep.
And I just wonder if he's feeling like, I got to be Tom Brady out here and feed all these stars out here, rather than just lining up and playing football, right? Maybe a little play action here, play off a Chubb, play off your run, and just be a little bit more natural. It feels like there's more pressure on him to be great and to feed these great weapons he's got. And you add that pressure with what's been clearly a bad offensive line, some bad offensive line play. Their penalties have been atrocious. And that, John, I think is what you're seeing that's a little bit off of sort of what we imagined they would look like.
Now, to round out the Patriots' schedule, it does get tough. After week eight, they've got the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Now, those are both home games, and we've seen New England can beat the Chiefs. And then
one of them should get them.
And then they're on the road at Baltimore, at Philly, and at Houston.
Well, those three are certainly losable. And I mean, with Deshaun's flair for the dramatic, three of those might be losable.
If they remain healthy, I think the Patriots go 15-1.
Who's the loss?
I will say they
that
lose.
That stretch where they had Dallas and KC?
I will say they lose to Baltimore. On the road at Baltimore.
Is Baltimore going undefeated all of a sudden? Everybody thinks this Lamar Jackson train ain't stopping anytime soon. I mean, it's amazing how people have crowned Baltimore.
But I think on the that game, just because it's on the road, that's just because Lamar Jackson is playing so well right now. I will say, I think they beat the Cowboys at home. I think they beat the Chiefs at home.
Good grief.
Yeah, they're that good. You know, the Patriots are that good. I mean, they dismantled Pittsburgh. Now, we don't know.
They've owned Pittsburgh for years.
We don't know what Pittsburgh would have done this year, obviously, because of Big Ben's injury. So maybe they were always going to be bad this year. Who knows? But you don't buy the Patriots. You don't believe in them.
Like, I'm just not ready to crown them that this is some undefeated season or like
I'm
they're unstoppable after 2 weeks. No, I'm not.
15-1 is what I say. I mean, at worst, what are they going? 14-2?
13-3 or something. So, I mean, you know, yeah.
And then, you know,
drop some of those games. It wasn't impossible. Again, Dallas, KC, you could lose both of them.
Oh, they could certainly lose too. Yeah, they could certainly lose. They won't lose both, though. So I think it's a 15-1 year, probably a 14-2.
Yeah, I'd still put my money on undefeated, not going undefeated.
Yes,
that's for sure.
They'll
can't believe people are talking about this.
They'll start 8-0. Do you agree there? I mean, given what their schedule looks like, I mean, they got the Jets twice, they got the Bills,
yeah,
they got
the Redskins
Browns,
in there,
Redskins.
Yeah.
Like, they'll start 8-0.
Could see that.
You know, but I just think it's probably going to be too much to ask for them to get through all. I mean, some of those teams are the class of the NFL. Well, I mean, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Ravens.
They're 8-0.
Right,
they're going to have Gronk one to come back.
They will.
Let me sign me back up.
Yeah, he did. There's no doubt
this
about that.
This is looking fun.
So, anyway, that's out there. So, 1.9% feels about right to me.
Too early for you nerds to be doing your undefeated Patriots stories and the chances of.
But, and health is another thing, too. Like, you're assuming health, and you got to catch some breaks. Like, opponents weren't healthy during that undefeated run.
They do have a million wide receivers and a million running backs, though. I mean, they just keep them coming at you. The Dorsett kid's pretty good too.
He is.
Yeah.
And who knows? But like, who knows what's going to happen with Antonio Brown?
Edelman,
you know, like
Brown.
From an attitude perspective, from everything's going to happen with his investigation. Like, who the hell knows? So anyway, the Patriots look good so far, and now we're discussing, undefeated seasons.
Next story.
Hey, you took me right into the next one, John. As a matter of fact, Brad, I don't know if you've got Cotton Bowl over there. Maybe you can rack it up for me. I'd like to talk a little bit about a football team here locally that I don't know why John ain't high on. Maybe it's the schedule. It's the schedule that's got him down. John doesn't like hot takes off a win over South Alabama, but boy,
yeah,
I do.
We're going to take our team.
John got some bad news
yesterday.
Mike Norvell made it official. Pop Williams out for the season. I won't say devastating news for the University of Memphis because DeMonte Coxey, Kadarian Jones, and Antonio Gibson have been pretty good at wide receiver. But for Pop Williams, and you looked at this as sort of a season for him where he could sort of step forward and I guess be more of a factor this season. He won't get a chance to do that. He got injured, John Martin, that first quarter against South Alabama. Norvell had the news yesterday afternoon after we got off the air that he will be out for the season. The quote from Norvell, it's extremely disappointing and sad for the young man. When somebody goes down, it does provide a new opportunity for other guys, and we need to see them step up. Mike's always spinning it forward. He said that last night, or he said it prior to talking last night at the Memphis Touchdown Club. Here's the deal. Memphis already doesn't have Patrick Taylor. We've talked about it. Mike Norvell says he could be back in a couple of weeks. And does that mean for Navy next Thursday? Memphis obviously on the bye. It doesn't feel like it to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in a boot, obviously, and at one point or another, I can't tell you if he's on them still today, but had been on crutches as well. And so, again, we don't know the exact nature of the injury to Patrick, to Big Pat,
mm-hmm.
but from what I'm hearing, and I think, too, John, I don't know how much investigating you've been doing, but it could be more than a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That maybe you're not looking at it for Navy. Maybe you're just hoping to have a healthy Patrick Taylor for the stretch run come November when you're playing the Cincinnati's and the Houston's and those teams. You'll get big Patrick Taylor back at some point this season, but what we know, I think, is that, you know, especially with what Kenneth Gainwell has done for them from a running standpoint, and they've got a ton of backs in that backfield, but you the idea that you could just be as careful as possible, right? Because you've got an offense that's really rolling with the running game right now, even without him. And again, to go back to Pop and sort of what that does with the – probably hurts you more right now on just special teams, which he'd been handling for you. They've got Calvin Austin III handling – or he was this Saturday handling punt return duties for them. So we'll see. Not necessarily as explosive. I think Pop was an all-AAC guy in terms of a returner. but still a good thing for Memphis. Look, this is a Memphis team that you'd like to, be in a point right now where you've got the bye week and you'd sure love to go into this Navy game against a 2-0 Navy team that's got really good defense and still run that triple option, as well as ever. I don't know about as well as ever, but solidly. They're a solid football team. So you'd like to have everybody healthy if you could, but I think we know you won't have Pop Williams. He's done for the season. And there's a chance, it feels like, I guess we'll see next week what Mike Norvell says on Patrick, but it feels like you probably won't have him too. I'll just sit on that right now and just say feels unlikely.
Yeah.
But look, this is a Memphis football team that, despite that, still on a roll, has found what feels like a new way to win. We talked about that yesterday in terms of you're not flinging it around, scoring in three plays now. It's more of a, we're going to ground you. We're going to run the ball on you. We're going to play great great defense. And it's, great, no exaggeration. They've been fifth best in the country in terms of total defense. And this is a Memphis football team that, despite the a couple of injuries here, unfortunate injuries, has been on an absolute roll, John, and I look forward to continue.
Now, it's amazing because, we talked about this with somebody last week. I can't remember exactly who it was, but, the fact that Memphis can lose NFL players, they can lose players to injury, but it's just like there they are,
mm-hmm.
It's because
the way they've recruited.
Yeah, like they just have – they have reinforcements. Yeah. That's a new thing to get used to for the University of Memphis. I'm assuming Pop Williams, like you said, is going to get that red shirt, and he'll be back for a fifth year,
Caught five passes for 49 yards this season. So, again, it was
– yeah.
To me, it felt like where he was more valuable right now, at least, was special teams. Obviously, he's involved in the offense, and you're going to miss him if you're Brady White. But, like I said, I like Coxie. I like what we've seen from Kadarius Jones. And Antonio Gibson's been pretty solid as well. So, I think they're fine in terms of that wide receiver position. Yes, they'll have to make some moves in terms of the special teams. Calvin Austin III might have it already locked up. We'll see. They've got some options there. But I like this Memphis team, which is on a bye right now. We'll be back in action next Thursday night against Navy here at Liberty Bowl.
Next story.
Speaking of Memphis football, I guess you would constitute this as good news. You would count this as good news. Paxton Lynch is a Steeler.
I can't believe you didn't lead the show with this.
Well, I don't think it broke until after the show began. Maybe otherwise I would have. But Paxton Lynch got signed on to the Pittsburgh Steelers practice squad. The idea is that he will then be promoted to backup quarterback behind Mason Rudolph in Pittsburgh. Kind of amazing. This is a guy that, lost the backup quarterback job to Geno Smith in Seattle. But only really because he got the concussion, looked pretty good.
Did we just see one good game from him and he wasn't winning it?
Paxton?
Yeah.
I think they won that game, didn't they? Then I win the game.
Were we overreacting? I don't know.
Career?
Yeah, John Clayton had written that Paxton's in right on the – well, no, not career, just on how close he was to winning the two job over Geno Smith.
Yeah.
He'd written about it, and I think you and I had felt like he was about to win it. But I just don't know if they felt that way. You understand? If Seattle ever felt that way. And then once he got fapped in that Minnesota game and put in concussion protocol, it was for the most part over.
No, because the sample size wasn't big enough, right? Like he had one good game against the Broncos.
It was the Broncos.
And I'm pretty sure they won that game.
Yeah, they did. He's the one that brought him back.
But that's all he had, because then the next game he went out due to a vicious hit by that Viking. And so, I don't know if they had enough of a sample size to really stick with him. But I'm happy for him that he's getting a shot. I've said it before. Like, I remember writing, about how I was just convinced. Like, I watched the film from the Ole Miss game, and I downloaded this app on my computer.
This is the part you never told us.
Well, I just believed, man.
We knew you believed, but I want to know about all the links you went
to. I downloaded this app on my computer where you could literally clip up highlights off of YouTube and make them into GIFs.
Oh, my Lord.
And I made those, and I did that to show, hey, this is a guy who makes NFL throws.
You went out of your way.
Oh, yeah, he is an NFL quarterback, And I didn't feel like at the time that it was controversial. I thought there were people who were unfairly focusing on, his personal life when this is not a young man who was in trouble or anything like that. Was he goofy? Yeah, he was a goofy kid. But, I don't think that's anything that deters you or prevents you from being a good NFL quarterback. Now, what you find out is that mentally it did have an impact on him as an NFL quarterback, because we've talked to several experts and several NFL analysts who said he was more focused on playing video games than he was getting into the playbook. Mm-hmm. That will that will keep you, Jason, from being an effective NFL quarterback. When you are in a fight for your job, you know, which he was ever since he got drafted to Denver with Trevor Siemian, you know, you got to really be committed to that job. You got to be committed to one. You know, you can't be focused on doing other stuff, you know. And so I think from a maturity level, he was definitely lacking there, and that's ultimately probably why he didn't last in Denver. But he's getting a shot now. I mean, maybe this is I don't know. Are there stories of quarterbacks who were drafted in the first round who, like, flamed out where they were picked, you know, and then didn't make it on another stop and then made it somewhere else?
But, bro, you left out a couple stops or something.
No, there was only one, right?
Well, I mean, he sat out a year, I guess. I mean, you have to have a little bit more adversity in between the stops.
Okay, but is there a story like that?
Because last year, that's what Clayton wrote. It was sitting out last year and watching football that made him think, man, I got to reassess how I approach this, right?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit more downtime in between. In terms of the guy that came back after being out a couple years, after being out a year or something?
It's not Kurt Warner, because Kurt Warner.
Right, that's kind of where I was going, is with, like, are we talking about bagging groceries?
Yeah, this doesn't count, because Kurt Warner, was he drafted? I don't think Kurt Warner was drafted.
It certainly was not a first-round draft pick.
I mean, we got to be very specific here. We're talking about first-round draft picks who flamed out at their first stop.
I just love how much you studied him.
I did.
Like, you studied Paxton studying the playbook, right? You watched him study the playbook, right?
There was none of that going on.
Like, were you working for his agent?
No.
Was he paying you?
No, I just—
Lee Steinberg?
Thought, like, he was an NFL QB.
Had Lee employed you?
No, I was not the only one who thought he was an NFL quarterback.
But I'm saying, why did you feel the need to go to the links to show us in gifts that he could actually, that Paxton was the one? Why were you out to prove all of his doubters wrong? Why was it John Martin?
I don't know. Sometimes I champion causes, and I don't know why.
Like mine is Memphis defense?
Yes.
And your cause was Paxton going to prove the doubters wrong?
Yes. Now,
it's interesting. I just find out what you decide to cling to and what you don't, I find it very fascinating.
One of us was right. One of us was wrong. You know, your Memphis football defense tweet, I think, will hold up much better than that piece. Luckily, our 92.9 website switched over, flipped over, and now the archives are unavailable. So you can't find that piece anywhere.
Dang.
But it was damning, for sure. Like, if you go back and read it, I'd probably cringe. Like, let me just look up.
How convinced you were, and you had looked at his study habits and everything.
Let's look at some of my tweets. Because I went to his pro day. I went to his pro day. I didn't even cover Memphis.
I would have guessed that.
I went to his pro day.
I mean, you studied the man.
And I thought, I said, man.
Fuente is the one that had you. Did he?
No.
Is Fuente have you convinced?
Fuente tried to save me, if you want me to be honest with you.
Fuente tried to tell you.
Fuente, the day that Paxton declared for the NFL draft
at the man Memphis, who had been his whisperer.
Yes, Fuente said, hey, it's going to take time with him. Like, that's what Fuente said.
He basically said, I'm not going to be there with him, man, John, so this one's going to take some time. He was real honest with you, wasn't he?
He was. He absolutely was.
And tried to get you off the hype train and get you on the reality train, but you didn't want to do that.
Yeah, Mike Mayock said, Paxton Lynch, to me, this was back when Mike Mayock was not the Raiders general manager.
Were you arguing with him because he said he was trash? Let's hear it.
He said, Mike Mayock said, Paxton Lynch, to me, is Joe Flacco on steroids. That's what Mike Mayock.
Dang.
Man, that's pretty. And I'm pretty sure Mike Mayock was here for his pro day, too. He might have said that on his pro day. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm going to go back and find. I'm going to find some old tweets I sent about Paxton Lynch, because they're pretty bad. Like, in retrospect, they look very bad.
This man said he's Joe Flacco on steroids, and now he's leading you.
Yep. He is a Pittsburgh Steeler. So, anyway, Paxton Lynch on the practice squad. He'll be backing up Mason Rudolph in Pittsburgh.
Next story.
That's it. I was going to talk about Cleveland, the Jets, but we don't need to do that.
Oh, yeah, that was a disaster. That was a hard game.
We've already discussed it. Odell Beckham Jr. is pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Pretty good player. No,
don't know about Cleveland, though. We'll see. Need to see a little bit more of a sample size.
All right, when we come back, Clay Travis is going to join us. We'll talk to Clay Travis about the NFL, about the Titans, about the Vols, and more. That's on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Heyo, it's Johnny Manziel here, pro football player and direct auto insurance spokesperson. I know what it's like to not know where your next paycheck is coming from. It's tough, like second string in Memphis tough. Getting insured by direct auto is easy. Just grab your phone and get a quote from direct auto. Tell them Johnny sent you.
Get direct and get going. Save up to 25%. Direct Auto Insurance, Nashville, Tennessee. Rates apply. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
This is Mike Norvell, head football coach at the University of Memphis, encouraging you to support a local business that supports our athletic department. And that business is Platinum Jewelers. It's where I shop, and for two reasons. First, it's close to campus, which is obviously convenient. But the other reason, and the main reason, is because Platinum Jewelers has the best quality and the best prices in the area. Platinum Jewelers specializes in custom engagement rings, wedding sets, eternity bands, pendants, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, basically anything you can imagine. They sell several brands of luxury watches, including pre-owned Rolexes. They buy men's and women's Rolex watches, and I'm not the only person connected to the Memphis football program who shops there. So does D'Angelo Williams, and so does Stephen Kaskowski. There are two locations in the Memphis area, one at 545 Perkins Extended, basically at Poplar and Perkins Extended. That's the one near our campus, just 2 miles away. They have a new location at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. So where are you going next time you need to purchase jewelry for any occasion? The answer should be Platinum Jewelers, a proud sponsor of the University of Memphis. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and also the web at PlatinumJewelers.com.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you've bought Nike or Adidas shoes lately, I'm sorry. Sorry that you didn't just get yourself some Skechers. Because Skechers have all the performance and comfort you could ever dream of for less. Just ask Skechers elite runner Edward Cheserek, who tied the world record for the fastest 5K. Or the nurse who's comfortable on her feet all day thanks to Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Or people wearing Skechers Go Walks who feel like they're walking on clouds. They'll all say no shoes perform better and are as comfortable as Skechers. Find Skechers at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Get down.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Tuesday at this time, we talk to Clay Travis. Now, Clay, what's the word, man?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing well. So, a lot of news this morning. Eli Manning, the Eli Manning era with the New York Giants is officially over. Daniel Jones been named the starting quarterback. What do you think Eli retires? Do you think he gets traded? Like, what do you think becomes of Eli Manning at this point?
Yeah, it's a good question. And to me, I don't think if you're Eli that you want to be the guy standing on the sideline with a clipboard to finish off your career. So if, and I don't know the answer, but if I were Eli at this point, and it also kind of factors in what kind of relationship does he have with Daniel Jones, does Eli himself think that his career is kind of coming to a close. But if I were Eli, kind of thinking this out or advising Eli, I'd want to find out, is there a market for a team that would be interested in trading for me? Would the Giants potentially release me if I asked them to release me if nobody else is interested in trading for me, just to see what my overall value might be on the marketplace? Because I don't see Eli as being the kind of guy who stands and holds a clipboard for a couple of years as the backup quarterback. I think he would see that as beneath him. I don't know that for sure, but I would not want to have that career if I were Eli.
What about the Pittsburgh Steelers for Eli Manning? I mean, that they need a quarterback. I mean, I know they have Rudolph, but, I mean, Eli Manning's a four-time Pro Bowler. You know, has won two Super Bowls. It feels like that would be an upgrade there. The weapons are much better in Pittsburgh than they are in New York. Would that make sense to you?
It could. I mean, the question is, do the Steelers really view Mason Rudolph as the heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger?
Sounds like they do.
If the answer is yes, because they drafted him in the third round, then I don't think that would make sense for them, because right now they basically have a full, you know, on audition to see whether or not Mason Rudolph is the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise. So I think that goes to what extent do they believe he's potentially the future. I think you could look at Jacksonville. Look, I know they're starting Gardner Minshew right now, but I know they got Nick Foles to a $22 million contract. But do they see Eli Manning as a rental possibility? Or the way quarterbacks are dropping like flies, it might be good for Eli to stand on the sideline and hold that clipboard and just wait and see which team that's decent out there might lose a starter but be good enough to contend for a playoff or Super Bowl if they had a decent quarterback.
When should there be a quarterback change in Nashville, if at all?
I don't know, guys. I mean, I was at that game on Sunday, and I thought Mariota was not good. Now, having said that, he was not good. I don't think he was the reason why they lost that game. There were a lot of things that I thought were very questionable from a coaching perspective. Why you didn't keep pounding Derrick Henry when it seemed like the Colts were starting to wilt in that heat, and Derrick Henry was getting stronger as the third quarter kind of ended and the fourth quarter began. It felt like to me, hey, this is the opportunity to kind of take this game and put it on Derrick Henry's back and let him lead us to the promised land and finally winning a game against the Colts. But the final two possessions were really bad, and Mariota took some sacks. I don't know exactly how he was coached. It's possible they said, hey, take a sack. There's no way we lose this game if we don't turn the ball over. We don't need to force it. They're not very dynamic offensively. And all of that proved to be true. To me, this was just the Titans had the ball twice, up 17-13 in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And they missed a field goal that would have put them up seven and maybe gone ahead and won the game from like 45 yards, that field goal. It wasn't like it was a, you know, massive length field goal. And it was longer than it needed to be because Mariota got sacked on third down there. But the issue the Titans have had, even though they're 1-1, and we'll see what happens on Thursday, is they're 3-for-20 on third down so far this year. And I don't know who that is to be attributed to. Partly, I think it's that the offense hasn't been all the time that dynamic. There's a lot of run the ball on first down, run the ball on second down, and now it's 3rd and 8, and everybody knows exactly what's coming. You are working in some brand-new parts offensively that were not there last year. Delanie Walker was injured. He's coming back. You've got
Humphreys.
Adam Humphreys, who really hasn't been a part of the offense at
not
all,
yet.
Despite the fact that he's being paid well.
Yep.
And he got A.J. Brown, who came in week one and made some plays. But so there are a lot of moving parts, and you can point to, when you lose a game that close, you can probably point to 10 different plays that if they had been done better. But Mariota, I mean, to me, was not good in that final two-minute drive, and he was not good on Sunday. And so I think Thursday, in a couple of days, is a big test because the Titans can't lose two straight division games. it's kind of a must win, particularly when you consider that the Jags are 0-2. Gardner Minshew is their quarterback, and the Titans have been pretty successful against the Jags, at least historically. Plus, Jalen Ramsey's demanded a trade. It's not like that's a locker room where everybody is united right now.
Don't you? But you went through the weapons. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. You feel like they're suitable at this point, right? At this point, kind of like Dak in Dallas when they got Amari, it's on Mariota to come. I'm with you. I didn't blame him for that loss, but I certainly wanted to see him, at least this year at some point, show people that he's the guy, right? Go ahead and win one of those games. Throw for 280 or something. Take control of the game and maybe the division, and he just doesn't do it for you. So you're at a point where you like the weapons. It's now on Mariota, right?
Yeah, now the one thing is Taylor Lewan is still out.
I get that.
I do think there's still uncertainty on the offensive line. You don't have your left tackle who's there to protect the blind side. So, and we won't have him for, you know, two more games. He'll be back in week five. Terms of the
same
talent
spot
that surrounds him, this is not a team where you sit around and you say, well, there's just not a lot of playmakers here. I think at this point in time, there are enough people on the offense that the Titans should be good enough to score more than 17 points in a home game.
No doubt.
Is it more frustrating, Clay, to be a fan of the Titans or the Vols?
I think that the loss to the Colts was more frustrating because I think that the Titans were a better team, and because the Colts have had the Titans' number. It wasn't just losing. The Titans are 3-19 in their last 22 against the Colts.
Unbelievable.
And so I think when you get, you know, what's a better situation than this? You've got Andrew Luck deciding to retire. You've got a team coming off of a bad loss, a tough loss, in overtime all the way out in California. You're playing your home opener. They're a dome team. It's 95 degrees. You're up in the fourth quarter. The kicker for the Colts, Adam Vinatieri, has missed two extra points. And Jacoby Brissett has thrown an interception and fumbled as the starting quarterback for them. And yet you still can't get the win. You won the turnover battle by two. You're playing against Jacoby Brissett, not Andrew Luck. This is not a historically dominant Colts team, and you still can't get it done. It's like you kind of throw up your hands. It reminds me of a few years ago when Florida wasn't very good at all, and there have been a lot of years where Florida wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And in Derek Dooley, I think year two or year three, Florida came into Knoxville and won like 10-9 or something. It was something embarrassing. Like they kicked a field goal to win, and it was a low scoring, like, they weren't any good, and they still found a way to beat Tennessee. It was like not just that you're losing. It's that you're losing to a team that's not very good when you should be better than they are.
How awful. You add to the heat, and I think you tweeted you had 6 third graders. You know, they're probably asking you, Clay, why can't we win? I mean, how that experience, are you really not going back to any Colts-Titans games because of Sunday?
Yeah, I've seen done. Enough of them. I mean, I'm done.
Must have sweated through your clothes that day. Must have been miserable.
It was the hottest game in the history of the NFL in Nashville.
Good grief.
It was legitimate. I'm sure it's the same temperature have been like that in Memphis, of late.
It's that heat index. It'll get you.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like a legit 96 at noon when they kicked off.
Oh, my God.
And well over 100 with the heat index. I mean, it was the kind of thing where, like, when you lean back against your seat, like, you burn your skin. That's how hot the seat was.
We are, of course, talking to Clay Travis. He joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. You can hear him on 790 AM every morning. I know you by now, Clay, and I know you talked about it too on your show. You've seen the Antonio Brown Sports Illustrated story, and it's certainly like an awful look. It's you know, from a moral standpoint, from an ethical standpoint, like it paints him in a very bad light. What did you make of the story and just sort of the way that this thing seems to be going?
Well, I don't think he's a good dude, but I don't think being a good dude is a prerequisite to being able to play pro football or pro sports in any league. Ultimately, it's a talent-based business, and he's a talented guy, and his talents outweigh his problems. We've been trying to track with OutKick whether or not there's a criminal investigation into this rape. And so from my perspective, the fact that there is not, at least has not been yet, and there's not been an investigation, to me, this feels like a much less, if you accept everything that she said in her complaint is true, then Antonio Brown should be in jail. right? Because he is a rapist and he doesn't deserve to leave aside playing football. Like, he should be sent to prison because he should have to serve time in prison for committing a violent felony. But I don't understand if that's true, if what she says happened, why she didn't go to the police either then or at any point in the last 18 months and actually open a criminal investigation into Antonio Brown. Moreover, I don't know why she would sue and still not have opened a criminal investigation into Antonio Brown. So, I think that does factor into whether or not you believe her. As I tweeted out earlier, I think most people out there, I don't begrudge her at all deciding to go and file a civil lawsuit and try to get damages. But I think most people would believe that a rapist should not just be able to pay damages to the person that he raped. He should also face criminal prosecution and potentially go to jail. So I think it's strange that there hasn't been a criminal case in this matter, and it's only been so far civil. If you read the complaint and assume that she's being trustworthy and mm-hmm. truthful in everything that she's saying, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't.
Because it seems like you would have a simultaneous, a criminal case proceeding at the same time as the civil case.
I know the Patriots said they didn't know anything about this before they got him, but don't you believe if they believed any part of what Brittany was saying that they'd take it upon themselves, and even with their, questionable history, right? Don't you think they'd take it upon themselves and drop him? Right, because it's not worth it, is it? I mean, they can win a Super Bowl without him. So don't you think don't you think they believe you, sort of, that they're leaning towards they don't believe that he's a rapist?
Yeah, I mean, I think most people don't believe that somebody commits a crime like this, right? Like, mm-hmm. the first response when you work with anybody and they get, accused of a felony is, I can't believe he or she did this, right? Like, so I think most people are inclined to believe better things about the people that they're with. So I don't think necessarily that's uncommon. If you want to give the Patriots credit here, I think this is an important part of this story. We can't, and I know that there's all this talk about how, hashtag believe all women or whatever it was. I find that to be fundamentally troubling, right? And I think I've said this before. I think believing anybody based on their identity is a path to a really bad decision from a justice perspective, right? If you believe women, then that's bad, all women. If you believe all men, then I think that's bad. If you believe all black women and not black men, I think that's bad. If you believe all black men and not black women, if you believe all white men and not white women, if you believe anybody based on their race, their gender, their ethnicity, or their religion is telling the truth because of that, mm-hmm. then I think that's a bad precedent to set. So I think that the challenge that the NFL has here is this is an accusation in a civil complaint where somebody is seeking money, right? That's literally the goal of the lawsuit. And if you set the precedent of when somebody files a lawsuit and says bad things about an NFL player, then we are going to put them on the commissioner's exempt list, or we are going to suspend them. To me, it encourages lawsuits like this to be filed
everywhere.
I don't think the NFL or any team should be in the business of investigating players in any way. And I've been against the personal conduct policy from the get-go. Let the criminal justice system handle it, and then let individual team owners and management decide whether they want to keep guys employed based on whether or not they think that looks good for their organization. And so I think that should be the rule. And my position has been pretty clear and consistent. It's that if you are not in jail, I think you should be eligible to play pro football or NBA or NHL or Major League Baseball. I don't think the league should be in the business of investigating entirely off the field, off the court, off the ice related incidents and suspending players for them.
Yeah, good stuff. Clay, always appreciate it, man. How can you help our listeners today?
Go to the Home Loan Expert. Rates are incredibly low on 15- and 30-year mortgages right now. All you have to do is go to thehomeloanexpert.com. You can get hooked up in a jiffy. They will take care of you. They will put you in a great spot, especially now as we come up on the end of September. It'll be the holiday season. Before you know it, that's when inevitably myself, everybody out there, ends up spending more money during the holiday season than you had anticipated on presents, on gifts, on travel. Why not go ahead and put your financial house in order, save thousands, if not maybe at least hundreds, if not thousands, go to thehomeloanexpert.com, refi or get a great new mortgage today with the guys at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Appreciate it, Clay, man. Talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot.
Yep, he is Clay Travis. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Yeah, in that story, I don't know if you got a chance to read it, but there is an anecdote. He's getting like a body fat test.
Yeah, and he's passing gas on the guy in the doctor's face. Oh, it just makes him an awful person, doesn't it?
You don't fart in a doctor's face.
I know, it's amazing. No, you don't. Like, what is he thinking? He's an awful person. Get him off the Patriots.
Lock him up, man.
I know.
You cannot fart in somebody's face.
This piling on about Antonio being a bad person, it's amazing. Yes. I think we get it. I think we get that.
I don't think he was farting in people's faces.
Farting in people. So what does that mean? Release him? Release him
like he released the gas.
Drop him from Deacon's Angels.
No, because he's a farter in folks.
Now the Patriots. Okay.
World's greatest farter. Yeah.
We get that he's a bad person. Like, people keep, you know, the stories continue.
Yes.
Is he a rapist? It does not appear so.
But is he a serial farter?
That's for you to decide.
If we're to believe the doctor, yes, he is. Yeah. But anyway, thanks to Clay Travis for joining us on the show today. We'll be back, Jason and John, on Eternal FM, ESPN.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Don't miss all the excitement at the Mid-South Fair Friday the 20th with 901 Wrestling on the main stage and Paw Patrol live in the arena. Your ticket gets you free admission into the Mid-South Fair. The Mid-South Fair at the Landers Center. Visit MidSouthFair.com.
I know what you're thinking. This guy's bald. And you're right, I am. How I'd love to walk into a Supercuts. They use their expert training to suggest a perfect cut. Sadly, though, the only suggestion I need is what clipper number to use on the back of my head. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Howie, it's so big, Robert Irwin Jewelers only does it once a year.
We're having our annual half-off sale this Friday and Saturday at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get half off everything in the store.
Everything in the store, all four locations, is half off.
With the exception of loose diamonds.
How about engagement rings?
Half off.
Diamond pendants?
Half off.
Watches?
Are you just trying to see how I say half off?
I like you with half off.
All half off.
Thank you, Howie. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
2 days only, this Friday and Saturday. All four locations, but don't go online for this one. In-store only.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
Window washers dressed as superheroes spread joy at a children's hospital.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver it to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Don't know what you're doing to me.
and Love Memphis Group is where you need to go if you're looking to buy or sell. That is what my man Lewis did. Lewis had some questions, didn't know if it was the right time, if the circumstances were good for him to sell a home. Should he wait to sell it? Should he stay in it for a little while longer? Got with the Live Love Memphis team. They answered all of his questions, and he ended up deciding to sell his home. He listed his home on a Monday, and by that next Tuesday, it was under contract for list price.
You don't need to know a lot about home selling or, you know, have all the answers. You're not supposed to have all the answers. I had none. I thought it'd be a complicated process. It was not when I handed everything over to Live Love. That all started with making a simple phone call. That number is 901-685-6000. You can be like Lewis, be like myself. Soon after you call that number, Jennifer Carstensen's going to tell you all the things you need to do. In particular, the things you need to fix, give you a nice little list. Make it nice and easy for you to follow those directions. You'll get that done. You'll get that home sold very quickly. For me, it was 6 days. And, of course, I took the offer with them paying full asking and them paying the closing costs. You can get a sweet deal like that, too, messing with Live Love. So why mess with the wrong group? If you've had a home that's been on the market for weeks or maybe even months, I sure hate it for you. You can change that by getting with the right group there at livelovememphis.com.
So you alerted me to this this tweet, Jason, over at HBO. They were asking favorite or I guess, you know, like top three. It was top three HBO characters of all time. Was that the tweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, so HBO asked...
top three HBO characters of all time and go. HBO put it out this morning. Looks like it's going a little viral.
They have like a campaign. It looks like they have going on Human Reco. Recommended by humans. So that's something that they're doing now. And this is sort of, I guess, their first experiment with the Human Reco, Jason. And so have you always been a big HBO guy?
Going all the way back, John. And this will impress you, because I bet you had no idea about this one. To a show they used to put on called First and Ten.
Wow.
And in that show starred a man, and I believe he was a front office. He was in the front office. He had retired from football by the name of O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
O.J. was in that thing. And I watched First and Ten, dude. I want to tell you the quarterback.
It was a long-running series.
It stayed on for a long time. Did you ever watch that, Brad? I want to tell you the quarterback's name was Jason. I can't remember
if that
was his real name or his old name. But that was like one of HBO's first show, if not its first show. And it both had the comedy, but it also showed you behind the scenes of sort of running an NFL team. I wanted to tell you it had a woman owner at one point. They had dove into that early.
The only HBO I've really been into is Tony Soprano, watching
You came on late.
I was late.
I'll tell you another show on HBO a long time ago. I can't remember the guy's name, but it sort of followed his being single after divorce, was Dream On. And that's where, for a kid like me coming up, it was all about relationships and a little bit of sex and all that stuff. And for a guy like, you know, hormones all raging, that was a show come up. Felt like kids not supposed to be watching this adult show.
Yep.
It was sort of an adult comedy, you know. And it was probably rated R, those two shows early on, man. I was watching plenty of. But First and Ten, man, used to have the star, O.J. Simpson, on, man. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, so.
And we all thought so highly.
So the question is, your three, you know, your top three HBO characters
Arliss.
Of all time. For me, you know, this is a subjective. This is my top three. But I will go, I'm not a Game of Thrones guy. So, like, I'm not going to have any Game of Thrones characters in here. And I know that's going to be blasphemous.
Oh, yeah, you got
to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for a white list, you got to have
Well, it's like, I think it's like your own personal top three, right? Like,
no,
it's like
just
top three all time.
Anybody
so, like,
you want.
Everybody's going to have sort of have their own flavor. But I think you have to go with Tony Soprano, number one. Mm-hmm. He is the best because he's freaking Tony Soprano.
Yes.
Like,
he's
iconic.
I did like the Sopranos.
Yep.
I did.
I think you're right.
I'm going to go number two. And again, this is very. I'm going to age myself here because this is a show that maybe not a lot of people have seen or watched. But Rust Cole from True Detective season one.
Which one? Is that Woody or
that's
Matthew?
Matthew McConaughey.
See, I tried to watch it because of those two actors, and it was too dark and weird. So I couldn't stay with it past a couple of episodes. But Matthew McConaughey was apparently pretty good.
I thought he was awesome in that.
He must have been, and you're putting top ever.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of great, you know.
No, no doubt.
Come on, bro.
It's Matthew McConaughey, as you know, one of the greatest actors of our time.
Yeah.
And then rounding out the top three, and this is one you're really going to have a problem with, but I like to laugh when I watch shows, man. Kenny Powers.
Oh, Powers, yeah.
Yeah, Eastbound and Down.
Dude's pretty funny.
I mean, that show was hilarious.
He was also in Vice Principals.
Yes, yes.
Which was very good as well.
God, what is his name? Danny McBride. That's his name.
I wouldn't have known his real. I'd just call him Kenny Powers.
Danny McBride.
Kenny Powers in Vice Principals, baby.
Yes. So Kenny Powers is my top three, man. He is in my top three. I like it. I think he's hilarious. That's my personal top three. Tony Soprano, Rust Cole, Kenny Powers. It's going to look like a 28-year-old's list because it is.
Well, first off, you need to have Michael K. Williams on any list that you got about HBO's best.
Okay. Well, that's your list. Put it on your list.
He should
list.
Be on your list, too, because he's played multiple characters on HBO, including Omar. How do you not have anybody from The Wire on there, John?
You know what? I have not seen The Wire.
What?
I have not seen The Wire. I've not watched it. I don't think I've watched a single episode of The Wire. I know that I need to, but I have not. I have not seen The Wire.
Okay, that's at this point in your life, that seems like another misstep. You should probably go back and watch it. And at one point, it was about they took on newspapers and sort of that was interesting, especially
yeah.
being a newspaper guy. You might find that interesting, John. It's not just all, the hoods of Baltimore.
Well, that's not why I didn't watch it. I mean, when was The Wire like out? Like what year? What are the years? Like early 2000s, mid 2000s.
I want to tell you mid 2000s. Yeah, I mean, while I was it wasn't early 2000s because I get to the paper. It's a mid 2000s. I mean, it's not like 2003. It was after that. Much later than that. I want to tell you. Anyway, you got to have somebody from The Wire there, and you could have Stringer Bell if you wanted to.
2002 to 2008.
Well, then it was early.
Yeah, 02. So I would have been 11 when this show started.
Okay.
So it's just like not like I
guess I didn't realize it's been off that long.
Yeah.
Man.
It ran from June 2nd, 2002 to March 9th, 2008.
I apologize, John. I'm just getting old.
It's all good,
you should
man.
Have somebody off of The Wire.
I
there.
Know you thought The Wire was a 25-year
run. I'm looking at you like
run.
You should have seen First and 10, and that was before you even conception.
That was 84.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so, I mean,
and
I didn't.
I figured maybe you'd heard about it because you were smiling when I said OJ. You
well,
did a little homework.
You
or
know
something.
OJ gets me going, but, yes, I did not see either of those. I mean, I know The Wire, though. Like, I know The Wire's cultural significance. Like, I get it. I understand it. But I just don't, it's not my, I haven't seen it.
Well, Michael K. Williams was both Omar and then he played Chalky White in a show that wasn't nearly as possible, but that I tried to watch called Boardwalk Empire. So I like having idea of having Michael K. Williams at top three. He's a star. He's a fantastic star. Like I told you, man, I'd probably get somebody off some of these old shows. Maybe that dad from Dream On just to throw people off.
Yeah.
I don't need Stringer Bell because I've got Michael K. Williams.
Where's The Rock on your list?
What's the brother? What's the brother that's in Curb
from
Your
Ballers.
Enthusiasm? No, Curb Your. I don't want it. The only person I take from Ballers is Denzel.
Larry
son.
David,
Denzel, Ricky Jarrett. I would take Ricky Jarrett on my team. But there's a brother too in Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's very funny.
I don't know. I haven't watched that show either.
Well, that was much later. Again, you haven't.
I know, but I didn't watch. That's not my style, dude. Like, that's okay. Not. I mean, you know me. Like, you think I sit around watching Curb Your Enthusiasm?
And then, I mean, you should probably have Tony Soprano on any HBO list. So I agree with that.
Is that Larry David you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Larry David yeah. showed Curb Your Enthusiasm.
But there's somebody
but there's
on it. Oh,
Larry David is the
show.
Lead
he knows,
character.
Yeah, he's yeah, brother
there's,
means
there's
black
man. There's a brother, which means black oh, man, Brad. Yeah, yeah. And there's only one.
But I appreciate Brad doesn't see color. Like, so that, like, brother, white brother, black brother doesn't matter. It's all the same to him.
That's good. That's good.
My wife would not be alive without Carrie Bradshaw. I mean,
my gosh, how do we? We didn't even do Sex in the City.
Well, it's a girl.
Well, we're
thing,
men.
We haven't even mentioned them. We're men.
There are surely
men don't watch Sex in the City.
You've seen it though, because your wife or your
a lot
girlfriend
of husbands
is
have seen parts of it because
the damn
exactly
addiction,
what
man.
Brad's talking about.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was not. It skipped Sam. I think it skipped Sam's generation.
J.B. Smoove. Yeah.
Little before J.B.
Smoove.
That's his name.
J.B.
Foxworth
Smoove.
Bentley?
That no fools. That's the number. That's the guy that's on Curb Your Enthusiasm. That is the
oh,
brother
yeah.
that is Larry David's dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Fonsworth Bentley, not Foxworth Bentley.
This man said Foxworth Bentley.
Who is Fonsworth Bentley?
Farnsworth Bentley is a friend of Puff's.
Okay. Wasn't he like an Outkast music video or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
Okay,
he's an Outkast as well. He's okay. a friend. He's a friend of hip hop and rap.
Hey,
yeah.
While we're on the subject
of
like, while we are on the subject of like pop culture and shows, I just have a little bit of a soapbox I want to get on here really quickly. Saved by the Bell is getting a reboot. Did you realize this? That news came out today. Saved by the Bell was that you? Now that was the 80s. You saying you didn't watch?
No, I was like.
Saved by the Bell wasn't the 80s.
It wasn't?
90s.
No.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, like the 90s, man. Like Lark Voorhees.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Lark Voorhees.
Regardless. everything at some point gets a reboot, right? Every good show, every good series, every good movie, ultimately.
Mario's done pretty well off.
Oh, he's done great. Like, and he's done. Yep. He's branched out and done other stuff. Like,
and I've seen the dude Zach kind of come back. Saw mm-hmm. him in
really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Didn't he get popped for like
not
doing
as big
some
as Mario?
He got popped for doing something weird, didn't he? The Zach dude.
I don't know.
Something happened to
one
Zach.
One of those women. Is it Lark? Her face looks a lot different than it used to.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.